Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Aleph. We left off on the bottom of daf Pei Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of a conversation, but the entire daf was really a continuation of this conversation of Tumas HaTahom. Today's shiur is sponsored by David Hollander in honor of Dr. Alan and Judy Leibovitz for their wonderful hospitality over the course of Yantav, I assume, and we thank David very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on, again on daf Pei Amud Beis. We were discussing Tumas HaTahom. The Mishnah on daf Pei Amud Beis had told us that if nitma tumas hatom at tzitz meratze, that if a kohen bailum of the karban was tameh at the time that the karban was brought, but he didn't know about it, and it was a kind of tumah that was unknowable, nobody could have known about this tumah, then the tzitz is going to be meratze, his karban is going to work. That's the concept of tumas hatom, an unknowable tumah. So toward the end of the daf, the Gemara raised the shiloh, what about if the kohen is tameh with tumas hatom? The kohen is bringing the karban, not the bailim is tameh with tumas hatom. Would that also work? Would we say that the tzitz would be meratze for such a karban as well? So Rava tried to prove from a brisa, the brisa had said that tumas hatom only applies to tumas meis. So we said, what do you mean it only applies to tumas meis? What are you telling me it doesn't apply to? So we assumed he means to say, but it doesn't apply to tumas sheretz. If you were tameh from a sheretz in an unknowable way, where no one could have known about that tumah, well then the tzitz is not going to be meratzah. Now, who's that talking about? If we're talking about the bailim, well, there's a daya that holds that the bailim can actually be tameh with tumas sheretz. That's Yadua, and it's still totally fine. So you wouldn't even need the tzitz to be meratzeh for Tumas Sheretz of the Bailim. So we must be talking about the Kohen who's being mocked of the carbon. And we're saying that the Kohen who's not allowed to be Tameh with Tumas Meis, nor with Tumas Sheretz, well, if the Tumas Meis were Tumas HaTahom, that would be okay. If it were Tumas Sheretz of Tumas HaTahom, that would not be okay. That must be the what the Braisa is telling us. So says the Gemara, not such a good raya that Tumas HaTahom applies to the Kohen. Amar Rav Yosef, three lines from the bottom, lo, li'olam bebailim. Maybe the Bryce is really telling me about the bailim. When it says that Tumas HaTahom only works for Tumas Meis, it means that the bailim's Tumas HaTahom is only going to be okay if it's Tumas Meis. Ube Pesach, and we're talking about a carbon Pesach. Aye, but we said if it's the bailim, it's obvious that there's no problem of Tumas Sheretz in Tumas HaTahom, because there's no problem of Tumas Sheretz even if it's not Tumas HaTahom by the bailim. So we said, we never say anything about a sheretz. Ulmute tumas hatom deziva. We're not coming to exclude a tumas hatahom of sheretz. We're coming to exclude if the bailim were a zav, which does pose a problem for his karban. If his ziva was an unknowable kind of ziva, then it's not going to pose a problem. How could you have a ziva that's unknowable? What ziva? Something flows out of a person's body. That's very knowable. What does it mean? It's an unknowable kind of ziva. So Rashi explains that when you have a zav or a zava gedola, the halach is that you require shiva nikiyim. You have to count 7 clean days where nothing comes out of the person's body. Now, on day 7, the person can go to the mikveh before the day is over. They can already go to the mikveh in the morning of day 7. So what happens if they go to the mikveh in the morning of day 7? So they are now tahar, and they bring their karban, and then later on day 7, before day 7 is over, they bleed again, or something comes out of their body again. So now the halacha is, not that they only become tameh from the time that they see something new on day 7 going forward, they even become tameh l'mafreya. It's soser all of shiva nekiyim. It ruins all the 7 clean days, and they are considered to have been tameh the entire time. Now at the time that they went to the mikveh, 9 o'clock in the morning on day 7, there's no way they could have known that they're going to see it 3 o'clock in the afternoon on day 7. That is an unknowable tumah. So that is the concept of tumas hatom deziva. This is halacha lemaisa, right? When a woman is anida, we don't consider, when a woman is anida, we don't treat her like anida, we treat her like a zava gadola. A zava gadola requires shiva nekiyim. That's why when a woman becomes anida, she requires 7 clean days, because we treat her like a zava gadola. So theoretically, she should be allowed to go to the mikvah on day 7 in the morning. Why do we not allow it? Because we're afraid that what's going to happen if she sees later that day? It's going to be so ser all all of Shiva Nakim. So she'll go to the mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning on day 7. She'll be with her husband at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then 11 o'clock in the morning, she'll see dam, and it will turn out that when she was with her husband, she was a zava gadola. She was still tameya, and everybody's chayiv kares. So that's why we don't allow her to go to the mikvah till later that night because of this concern. But anyway, that's the concept of tumas hatahom de ziva. So if the bailam of the korban has this tumas hatahom of ziva, so that's what the Bryce is telling me, that that's not going to, the carbon's not going to work for the bailim. The carbon only works for the bailim if the kind of tumas atahom, the kind of unknowable tumah he had, was tumas meis. So says Gemara, tumas atahom de ziva lo meratze. Is that true? That the carbon's not going to work, that tzitz is not going to be meratze for a carbon when the bailim has tumas atahom of ziva? V'atanya, we have a braisa that Rabbi Yossi omer, shomeris yom keneged yom. If you have a woman who is a zava ketana, not a zava gedola, she's what's called the shomeris yom keneged yom, which means a woman sees day one during the Yemei Ziva, she sees dam day one, so the next day she just has to make sure she doesn't see dam, and if she doesn't see dam the next day, then she's good. She's not going to need Shiva Nikiyim. She sees 2 days in a row, on the third day she just has to make sure she doesn't see dam, and then she's going to be good. She only becomes Zava Gadol if she sees for 3 days in a row. So what if you have a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, Sheshachtu V'Zarko LaBesheni, on day two, 9 o'clock in the morning, they shecht for her, they bring a carbon for, it's Karban Pesach, can't be 9 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they shecht for her, they bring the carbon for her, v'achar kach ra'asa, and then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she sees dam. So it turns out that really, she was tameya the whole time. Eina ochela, she may not eat that carbon Pesach, uptura milasos Pesach sheni, but she's potter from bringing Pesach sheni. Now, why is she potter from bringing Pesach sheni? She hasn't been yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach. She was a zava at the time. She didn't know it, but she was a zava at the time. This is what's called tumas hatahom of ziva. So why is she potter from Pesach sheni? My time, lav mishum demerat tzitz. Doesn't she have to bring Pesach sheni? Isn't she exempt from Pesach sheni because the tzitz was meratze, and you see that the tzitz can be meratze even for tumas hatahom deziva? So you see clearly against what we're trying to teach up the brisa. We wanted to say that tumas hatahom only works for tumas meis. It does not work for ziva. But here you have a brisa that tumas hatahom, that the tzitz is meratze for tumas hatahom of ziva as well. And that's why this woman does not have to bring Pesach sheni. Tosas raises the question, how do you know that that's why she doesn't have to bring Pesach sheni? Because the tzitz was meratze. Maybe it's just because women are b'sheni, are reshus. Women don't have a chiv to bring Pesach sheni ever. Maybe the whole concept of Pesach sheni is not for women. Who says that it's because the tzitz was meratze, because her Pesach rishon counted, that's why she doesn't bring Pesach sheni? No. Maybe a woman never brings Pesach sheni. Maybe there's just no dinner Pesach sheni for women. So Tosas writes, va'omeri de behedi muchlaka. So Parakisha, Rabbi Yossi suffered Nashim B'Sheni Chova, that it's a Beferisha Gemara later on that women are Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So it can't be because women are Pater from Pesach Sheni. So the Aderes writes, that's a very strange Shaklavitari in Tosfos, that maybe it's because there's a Ptur that women don't bring Pesach Sheni. So the Re was Mechadesh, that it's a Beferisha Gemara, that there's no such Ptur. That you just got to read a little bit further, read 10 pages further, and you'll see that there's no such Ptur. You needed the Re to tell me a Beferisha Gemara? I'll get there on my own. The way the Adar says, Kol barbe rav dechad yoma. Anyone who's been in yeshiva for a single day knows that a woman is included in Pesach Sheni. I don't know if I'd go that far. I don't know if everyone who's been in yeshiva for a single day knows that a woman is included in Pesach Sheni. But the Adar says, Kol barbe rav dechad yoma knows this. What do you need omeri? So he says, you see from here, the maila of being omer davar b'shem amro. That if someone gives you a maramakom, or even if you knew the maramakom already, it's always better to quote other people. It's always good. People a lot of times mitam gaiva don't want to quote other people. They don't want to say when someone points something out, even if it's just maramakum hulo, even if someone is just pointing out a maramakum to you, you should always try to quote other people. They quote from the Chazanish. The Chazanish held not that way, that if someone's just giving you a maramakum, so you can quote the maramakum, you don't have to say who told you the maramakum. But in this Tosas, why are they quoting the Re? So you see that that's how far we go with the concept of Omer Dov B'Shem Amro. So the Gemara again raises this question: how can we say that tumas hatahom of ziva is not, the tzitz is not going to be meratz, the carbon is not going to be good. You see, by the woman who's who has tumas hatahom of ziva, the tzitz is meratz, and that's what makes her pesach rishon good. So answers the Gemara, Amri lo mishum dekasav Rabbi Yosi mikan lahaba himetama. Says no. The reason that the Rabbi Yosi holds the woman is part from pesach sheni is because Rabbi Yosi holds a whole different din when it comes to tumas ziva. He holds that if a woman sees dam later on that day, that she does not become tamei lemafreya, that retroactively she was tamei the whole time. No, she's only tamei mikan labash. She's only tamei from the time she sees dam and on. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. So therefore, you brought the Karban Pesach for her at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then she sees dam at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time you brought the Karban Pesach for her, she was tahora. She was 100% fine. It's only 2 o'clock and on that she becomes tamei. So that's not tumas hatum of ziva. She was tahor at the time. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Where does Rabbi Yossi get this idea from? How could you say that that when she sees dam at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that she's going to be that it's only mikan laba that she's tamei? So Rabbi Yossi assumes that miktsas hayom kikulo, that there is a din of shomeres yom keneged yom. A woman sees dam day one. Day two, she has to see to it that she doesn't see dam. But what does it mean? Day two, she has to see to it that she doesn't see dam. The beginning of day two, a miktsas hayom kikulo. We have this by Avelus. A person sits Shiva. You're supposed to sit 7 days. So what does it mean, sit 7 days? 6 days plus a little bit. A little bit of day seven. Mitzvah Siyom Kukulo. And that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Shiva. So we have this concept of Mitzvah Siyom Kukulo. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. L'chora, the Rabbanon who are cholik on Rabbi Yossi, meaning all the other Tanaim who say that it would be Soser, that it would be Tamei L'mafreya, also hold that a person only sits Shiva a little bit on the seventh day. Also only holds of Miksa Yom Kukulo. So what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechta has a beautiful explanation of the concept of Miksa Yom Kukulo in a Sefer B'Kvei Atzon, Simin Yadzayin. He starts with the Kasha, why don't we say Miksa Yom Kukulo on Tisha B'Av? Right? We say it by Avelus. Tisha B'Av is Avelus. We are Noeg Avelus in the Dinim of Shiva on Tisha B'Av. So why don't we say Miksa Yom Kukulo? That you should do all the Nihuge Avelus of Tisha B'Av till whatever it is, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then Miksa Yom Kukulo, your Yotze, the Miksa Yom Kukulo. So he suggests, he says that he heard from Rav Salvechik that the Inyan of Miksa Yom Kukulo is only Shaykh on a Malos, meaning when there is a certain number of days you have to observe something that are not set in the calendar as calendar days, they could fall out whenever they are, that's when we say Miksa Yom Kukulo. Person sits Shiva not based on the fact that today is whatever date it is, based on which day of Tishrei we are up to. No, he sits Shiva based on the Patira of his relative. Tisha B'Av is Kavua in the calendar. When a day is Kavua in the calendar as a day of sadness, that also Laila, when the Meragim came back, was Lel Tisha B'Av, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem B'Chisam B'Chiyah Shalchinam, Ani Kovei Lechem B'Chiyah L'Doros, that meant that calendar day is a day of sadness. Whenever it's based on the calendar day, so then we say that's the part of the nature of that day, and that's the concept of Miksas, and then we would not apply the concept of Miksas Hayom Kukulo. So he says in Lechora, the same is true by Shiva Sabatamas and Asar Bateves, etc., that those are a day that is Kavua in the calendar, as opposed to the 33 days of Yemei HaEvel between Pesach and Atzeres, where it's not about these calendar days, it's just that this is the Zman that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, so we are Noeg Avelus on that Zman, just like it happens to be the Zman that a relative dies, so one is Noeg Avelus during that Zman. But there's nothing fundamental about those calendar days that makes them sad days. Adrabah, the days of Sfira are happy days, because the Ramban writes it's like a Chol HaMoed in between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a very uplifting time, the days of Sfira. But we're Noeg Avelus because there happens to have been something. So now bringing it back to us, he says, so our Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, everyone holds you would say Miksas Hayom Kukulo by Ziva. It's not a calendar day when a woman is counting the Yemei Ziva. He says, no, the Machlokas is The machlokas is as follows. They argue what the geder of the din of mixiyam kukulo is. Rabbi Yossi would hold the geder of this halacha is that it's as if we split the day into two parts. The end of the previous of the last day of the melos is not shaykh anymore to that melos. Meaning, once 9 o'clock in the morning comes, 10 o'clock in the morning, mixiyam has passed. That day is now over. Day seven of yeshiva nikiyam is now over. The rest of the day is considered like the next day. It's as if it's an entirely different day, and therefore if you see Ziva through the rest of the day, it's not going to have any effect on the Malos, on the 7 days. It's only going to be Mitame Mikan Laba, because it's like seeing Dam on the following day, where it's not going to have any effect. This end of the seventh day has nothing to do with the previous days. But according to the Rabbanan, no, the Malos goes, it's still the same day. It's just that your din of Nihuge Hamalos only goes through Mixayom. You only have to treat it like part of the Malos. You only have to act on it like part of the Malos through the first part of the day. You only have to do Nihuge Avelos when you're sitting Shiva for the first part of the seventh day. One only has to count Shiva Nikiyim and not yet go to the Mikvah for the first part of the day. Once you do, though, the Nihugim end, but the day is still the day. And therefore, if you see Dam later on that day, it's still going to affect the Shiva Nikiyim. That's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So says Maravatani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, but wait a second. Rabbi Yossi says, Zov bal shtei ri'ios sheshachtu v'zarku alav b'shvi shalo v'achar kach ro. What if you have a Zov? Now by a Zov, even if he only sees twice, he has to count 7 days. Unlike a Zava, who has to see for three consecutive days in order for her to have to count Shiva Nikiyim, a male Zav, Bal Shtei Re'ios, already has to count 7 days. He just doesn't need to bring a karbon unless he has three Re'ios. The dinim of Zav and Zava are very different from each other. A Zav also doesn't have to have his Re'ios on three different days. The Zava would have to be on three different days. So if you have a Zav Bal Shtei Re'ios, so he has to count 7 days. So they Shecht and their Zorik the Dam are ready for him on the seventh day of his Ziva, and then later that day he sees more. V'chein shomeres yom keneged yom, or let's say shomeres yom keneged yom, sheshachtu v'zarku ala b'sheni shela, she sees Dam, let's say, on Yud Gimel Nisan, then Yud Dal Nisan is her day of Tahara, and they do the Shechita and the Zrikas Adam on Yud Dal Nisan for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then v'achar kach ra, so she sees more Dam at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Harele metame mishkov moshel mafreya patur melasos pesach sheni. So they're metame lemafreya. Everything retroactively is tame, but still you're putter from pesach sheni. But wait a second. We said that the whole vard in Rabbi Yossi is that you're not metame lemafreya. That when you see later on, you're only metame mikan laba. And over here it says you're metame even lemafreya. So what's pshat? So Amri my lemafreya midrabanan. When we say that you're metame lemafreya, we mean that you're metame midrabanan lemafreya. That on a Doraisa level, Enochinami. Rabbi Yossi would say she's not Mitame Lemafreya at all. She's only Mitame from the time she sees going forward. It's on a Drabbanon level that we assume that you're Mitame Lemafreya. Vaf Raboshio suffered Mitame Lemafreya Midrabbanon. Raboshio agrees that the Tumah Lemafreya that we talk about is only a Tumah Midrabbanon. Detanya Raboshio Omer, Aval Zav Shara'a B'Shvi Shalo, Soser Shalafanav. If a Zav sees on the seventh day, it ruins his entire 7 days. V'amalei Rabbi Yochanan lo yister aliyomo. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it only ruins that one day. What do you mean it only ruins that one day? There's no such halacha. When a person is counting Shiva Nikiyim, if a person sees Dam during Shiva Nikiyim, there's no such halacha that day doesn't count, then what? Then you just continue one more day afterwards? It ruins the whole Shiva Nikiyim. That's the ABCs of Shiva Nikiyim. I get the Shiloh all the time. A woman sees Dam, you have sometimes she gets it through 6 days, and on day seven, she sees Dam. So that's not only so very often I get the shaila with the hope that maybe you only have to count one more day, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is you have to count all 7 days all over again. It's also all Shiva Nikiyim. So Rabbi Yochanan Yister Aliyomo. So Rabbi Yochanan says you only lose one day. Miman of Shach. How does that make any sense? Ik savu lemafreya umetame. If you hold that it's metame lemafreya, afilu kulu nistar. It should ruin all Shiva Nikiyim. Ik savu mikanu labo umetame. Yomo nami lo nistar. And if you say that it's only mitame mikan lahaba, it's not going to be mitame lemafreya, so it shouldn't even be soser that one day. It shouldn't even ruin that one day. She was tahora already. So no, what it really means to say is that it's that even that day it's not so ser, meaning that it's mixiyom kukulo. We view the whole malos as if it's over already, and any dam that she sees later on that seventh day is new tuma. So varmele Rabbi Yosi kai kavaseichem. They said, oh, that's Rabbi Yosi shita. Rabbi Yosi holds that it was seeing dam late in the seventh day is a new tuma. It's not a continuation of the old tuma. But wait a second, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Metam Nishkav Moshel Nafreya. But didn't Rabbi Yossi say that we are Metami her retroactively? Elalav, Shmamina Metami Nafreya Midrabanan, Shmamina. It must be that when Rabbi Yossi says we're Metami retroactively, it means Midrabanan. But on a Daraisa level, the Dam she sees from that point on is new Tumah. It is not a continuation of the old Tumah. Period. So now the Gemara is going to analyze Rabbi Yossi a little bit and try to figure out how Rabbi Yossi works with all the dinim of Tumah and Tahara. Meaning Rabbi Yossi says, again, his shita is that a woman who has to count Shiva Nikiyim at the beginning of the day already, of the seventh day, her Shiva Nikiyim are over. Any dam she sees later on that day is a brand new Tumah. It has nothing to do with what happened before. So it's not Metame or retroactively. So the Rabbi Yossi, Hachadam Rikana Labo Metame, Lemes Bilvad, Lemutemai. Well then, wait a second. Going back to our original context, we said that Tumas Atom only works for Tumas Meis. It doesn't work for some other type of Tumah. And the only explanation we had of what other type of Tumah it doesn't work for was Tumas Atom of Ziva. But wait a second. And according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no such thing as Tumas Atom of Ziva. What was the one case we can come up with of Tumas Atom of Ziva where a woman goes to the mikvah on the morning of the seventh day and then later that day she sees dam? She had no idea when she went to the mikvah that she was going to become Tameh later that day, and it's going to turn out that she was Tameh the entire time. But according to Rabbi Yossi, she wasn't Tameh the entire time. That's not Tumas Atom. That's a brand new Tumah she gets later that day. But when she actually went to the mikvah, when she brought her korban, she was perfectly Tahora. So what's the example of Tumas Atom that we're coming to exclude? So says Mar, Nifshot Minat Becoming Vuchelot Tumas Atom. It must be what we assumed before, what Rava had said, that we're not talking about the Tumah of the Bailin, we're talking about the Tumas Atom of the Kohen, and we're excluding Tumas Sheretz, that the Tumas Sheretz of the Kohen is not subject to the Het, to Ritzoy Tzitz, if it's Tumas Atom of Tumas Sheretz. Like Rava had said before Rav Yosef rejected him. So Amri Liola Bebailim, or maybe you don't have to say it that way, maybe you can say we're talking about the Bailim, Ube Pesach, we're talking about Kavim Pesach, and maybe we're assuming like the shita that holds that even when the Bailim has Tumas Sheretz, you're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on his behalf, and therefore we need to be told that if the Bailim's Tumas Sheretz was Tumas Atom, you're still not allowed to bring the Korban on his behalf. So it is excluding Tumas Atom of Sheretz and not of Ziva, but it doesn't have to be talking about the Kohen. It could be talking about the Bailim, as long as we assume like the Shita, that normally a Bailim was Tameh Tumas Sheretz, you're not allowed to bring a Korban for him. So we're being Mechadesh that even if that Tumah was Tumas Atom, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for him. Period. Elo l'Rabbi Yossi, Zava Gemura Heich Mishkachasla. Now, if we conceptualize Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that we think about Rabbi Yossi's opinion, that any time you have a Miktas Hayom, the day is already over, so how does a woman ever become a Zava Gemura? What does that mean? In order for a woman to become a Zava Gedola, what does she need? 3 consecutive days of seeing Dam. Well, it's never going to happen, because let's say she sees Dam today on Monday, right? So Monday she sees Dam. Tuesday she has to not see Dam, in order to stop the Ziva Gedola from happening. How long on Tuesdays does she have to not see Dam? A minute. You have Mitzayim Kukulo. Tuesday starts, 1 minute on Tuesday she didn't see Dam. So even if she sees Dam tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning, don't worry, she can't become a Zava Gedola because she already had her Mitzayim Kukulo, according to Rabbi Yossi. So how's a woman ever going to see Dam 3 days in a row where she's Mitzayim? Well, she's hemorrhaging straight for 3 days where it never stops for 3 days. So what's the example where she's mixed, where Rabbi Yossi would make her a Zava Gedola? So says Gemara, yes, she's hemorrhaging Bishofa'as, where she's just stam, bleeding straight for 3 days where it never stops. It's a constant flow for 3 days. That would be the only case where it becomes where she becomes a Zava Gedola, or for 2 days and a little bit. You wouldn't even need 3 full days, because as long as she bleeds a little bit in that third day, so at the beginning of that third day, so that would be make her Zava Gedola. Iba Yisema, Kigon Sharasa, kol shnei ben hashmashos. Or it could be that she saw throughout the ben hashmashos of two consecutive days. If she sees throughout the ben hashmashos of two consecutive days, so ben hashmashos of, let's say, Monday night going into Tuesday counts as if she saw both Monday and Tuesday. So then she's going to have to wait to see if Wednesday she doesn't see any dam, but she again bleeds through the ben hashmashos of Tuesday going into Wednesday. So whenever Wednesday began, she saw dam. Tosafot Rashi points out it's difficult to understand why two ben hashmashos should be enough. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Dalit discusses what the status of ben hashmashos is. Monday going into Tuesday, ben hashmashos, is that Monday? Is that Tuesday? Or is it a little bit of each? So the Gemara says all of those possibilities are on the table. It might, the entire period of ben hashmashos might be Monday. The entire period of ben hashmashos might be the next day, might be Tuesday. Or the period of ben hashmashos may be split. It may even have, the way some Rishonim understand, both. It may be that during ben hashmashos it's both Monday and Tuesday. But all possibilities are on the table. So says the Tosafot Rashi, how is seeing two ben hashmashos in a row enough to make her a zava gadola? If she sees two ben hashmashos in a row, there's always the possibility that ben hashmashos counts entirely as the previous day. So if she sees ben hashmashos Monday going into Tuesday, and then Tuesday going into Wednesday, she just saw Monday and Tuesday. She didn't see 3 days in a row. Or maybe it counts entirely as the next day. So she just saw Tuesday and Wednesday. She didn't see 3 days in a row. You always have that possibility. So Tosafot Rashi says you have to change the gear. So it has to be she sees three ben hashmashos in a row. That must be the gears over here. But Pashtus is, we're assuming, when we say two ben hashmashos in a row, that it started a second before ben hashmashos and finished a second after ben hashmashos. So you know that it straddles both days. And that's what we mean when she sees Rasa called ben hashmashos. It didn't start pumped right at ben hashmashos. That it went from one to the other. Okay, Bar Rav Yosef. Koinam Ratza B'tamid. If a Kohen is bringing a carbon tamid, so does Tumas Atom work for that also, or it only works for carbon Pesach? Meaning, if Tumas Atom works for the Kohen by carbon Pesach, will it work for the Kohen by carbon tamid as well? Do we say, well, we have a halachal Moshe Misinai that there is a din of Tumas Atom by carbon Pesach, but there is no such halachal Moshe Misinai that Tumas Atom works for anything else? Or do we say no, that whatever applies to Karban Pesach, we should be able to learn Karban Tamid from that? So I'm a rabbi, Kal V'chomer, he says, whatever applies, it should be a Kal V'chomer. Umabe, makom shalo hutra lo tuma yadua. Hutra lo tuma satom. When there's a known tuma, we don't allow a person to bring Karban Pesach. If they know that they're tamei l'meis, we don't allow them to bring Karban Pesach. And yet, if it's tuma satom, if it's an unknown tuma, we'll allow it. Makom shalo hutra lo tuma yadua. By Karban Tamid, where even if it's a known tuma, we'll allow the carbon tamid to be brought, ain't no din shuhutra lo tumas atom. For sure we should allow tumas atom. So it's a kal v'chomer that if tumas atom works for carbon pesach, of course it should work for carbon tamid. So amri umi dayin kal v'chomer me'alacha. Can you learn a kal v'chomer from alach l'moshe misinai? V'atanya amalo Rabbi Elazar akiva etzem kesor alacha revi yizdam kal v'chomer. In a conversation that goes on between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar in Meseches Nazir, where the Gemara over there says that revi yizdam, a nazir does not have to, if nazir touches a revius of dam, he does not have to start his nazirus over again. Or if he carries a revius dam, he does not have to start his nazirus over again. So Rabbi Akiva says kal v'chomer that if he touches an etzem kesaora, a barley-sized piece of bone that it's not metame person, which is not metame person, but ohel, yet he still restarts his nazirus. So revius dam, which is metame person, but ohel, should for sure restart his nazirus. So Amar lo Reb Lazar. So now the conversation picks up. Reb Lazar says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, etzem kesora halacha, revi yizdam kal v'chomer. Etzem, the din of etzem kesora is halacha l'moshe misinai. You cannot derive a kal v'chomer from a halacha l'moshe misinai. Vein dan kal v'chomer me'alacha. That's a rule. That the Yudgil Mishat Torah Ben does not allow to derive a kal v'chomer from a halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Rishonim already point out, yes, that's true. We cannot derive a kal v'chomer from a halacha l'moshe misinai, but we can derive a gzera shava from halacha l'moshe misinai. That's just the nature of the Yudgim Mishnah Torah and Drashas Ben. It doesn't work by kal v'chomer, it does work by gzera shava. And that answers the kasha that in the Gemara in Kedusha Lam and Dalar and Beis, the Gemara says that had we not had a pasuk to teach me that women are chayiv in matzah, we would assume that they'd be potter in matzah because of gzera shava, tes vav from Chag HaSukkos. That if they're potter from Sukkah, they'd be potter in matzah as well from gzera shava. But wait a second. How do I know that women are potter from Sukkah? It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So how would I have ever learned a Gzeirah Shavah from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Elamai, you can learn a Gzeirah Shavah from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. You're only not allowed to learn a Kal V'Chomer from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So anyway, so Ela Amar Rava Yalev Ma'adom Ma'adom Pesach. No, so it's you're right. We can't learn a Kal V'Chomer. So rather, we're going to learn Ma'adom Ma'adom Pesach. We're going to learn a Gzeirah Shavah that just like Tumas HaTahom applies for Karban Pesach, it will apply for Karban Tamid as well. So the Tumas HaTom Gufa Heicha Ksiva. Says Amar, what's the source for the concept of Tumas HaTom? Where does it say anything about Tumas HaTom? So Rashi already points out, what do you mean? We just got through saying Tumas HaTom, there is no source. That it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. So this conversation, I have to remember, Talmud Bavli is a collection of different conversations that happened in different Batei Midrashim at different times. This conversation must have happened earlier, before we realize it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. And then the conversation we just had happened afterwards. So Amar Ablazar, Amar Kras, so first he suggests a pasuk. He almost makes a love, the muchaveris a love. When is the tumah going to be a problem? When it is clear to you. Ashkecha nazir also pesach minalan. Yeah, that's by a nazir. How do I know about a korban pesach? So Rabbi Yochanan makra b'derech rochoka lachem, and we darshin b'muchuveres lachem. When again, when it's clear to you, that's when there's a din of tuma. Rabbi Shimon Lakasha amar kederech ma derech begaloi af tumanami begaloi. That it's just like a road. Just like a road is something that's clear, that's revealed. So too, the tuma has to be something that's revealed in order for it to be problematic. So meisvei asks the Gemara, wait a second, is that true? Ezu tuma satom. How do we define Tumas HaTom? Kol shelo hikir ba echad b'sofa olam. If nobody in the entire world knew about it, that's the definition of Tumas HaTom. Hikir ba echad b'sofa olam means that Tumas HaTom. If a single person on planet Earth at any point knew about this Tuma, then there is no din of Tumas HaTom. But Rav Lazar damem muchaveris olav adiyadahu. Rav Lazar's drasha is muchaveris olav, that you had to not know about it in order for it to be Tumas HaTom. Sounds like other people can know about it. Rabbi Yochanan damar lachem v'muchaveris lachem adi adi batrin. That it has to be that two people didn't know about it, but the rest of the world can know about it, according to that drasha. Rabbi Shimon Lakish damar kederech adi adi kulei alma. So Rabbi Shimon Lakish would say that no, the whole world has to know about it in order for it not to be Tumas HaTom. If as long as somebody doesn't know about it, it would be Tumas HaTom, according to that drasha. So these drashas don't work with the halacha of Tumas HaTom. Tumas HaTom means nobody knows about it. Elo Tumas HaTom ilksu gemiru lakras makhla bi'alma. So you have to say the concept of Tumas HaTom is halacha l'moshe misinai, everything else, the pasuk is just an asmachta. Amr Mabar Ravashi, lo shanu l'shanodu l'lachar zrika duchi is darik dam, shaper is darik. The din of Tumas HaTom is only going to be okay, the tzitz is only going to be maratze for Tumas HaTom if you first find out about it after the zrika, because at the time of the zrika you did nothing wrong. Avol nodu l'fnei zrika lo maratze, but if you knew about it before the zrika, then forget it. The tzitz is not going to help. Meisvei amotzi meis mushkav l'roch pashal derech l'truma tamei l'nazir v'asa pesach tahar. If you find a dead body lying across the full width of a road that you had walked down, so with regard to truma, you have to consider yourself to be tamei. But with regard to nazir and asa pesach, you can consider yourself to be tar. V'kal tamei v'tar la'bahu. Sounds like even after you find out about that mace, you could consider yourself to be tar, because previously no one knew about that dead body. So it sounds like tumas hatom works even when you know about it before the zrika. Eliyit mar hachiyit mar. No, what it means to say is Amar Baravashi lo tema nodel lachar zriku demarata av nodel fnei zrika lo marata alfinu nodel fnei zrika marata. No, what we mean to say is that even if you knew about it before the zrika, it could still work. The tzitz is still going to be marata even if you were aware of the tuma before you did the zrika. Gufa, going back to this dead body across the road. Hamotzi meis mushkav l'roch b'shol derech l'truma tamil nazir v'os pesach tar. In regard to truma, you consider yourself tame, but in regard to nazir v'os pesach, you consider yourself tar. B'med var mamurim, shein lo makom lavar, av l'yesh makom lavar, af l'truma tar. That's only if there was no way you could have passed that road without passing over the dead body. But if there was a way that you could have passed through that road without passing the dead body, then you're completely tar, even with regard to truma as well. B'med var mamurim, shematu shalem. That's only if you found the body intact. If the body were broken up into pieces, you could assume that you're tar, because maybe you snuck in between those pieces and you never became tameh. But if it's in a kever, then even if it's broken up, the kever makes it like one continuous unit of a dead body, and therefore you're definitely tameh. That's only if one is walking. But if a person is being carried or he's riding, tameh, then he's definitely tameh. halik bragel v'efshar shlo yigav lo yehal. Because if you're walking, it's possible you didn't touch anything and you weren't mahil on anything. Aval tov no rach v'efshar shlo yigav lo yehal. But if you're riding or being carried, there's no way that you didn't contract the tumah at some point. Ba'medvar mamurim b'tumas ha'tahom. This is all with regard to tumas ha'tahom. Aval b'tumah yedua tameh. But if there were a tumah yedua on that road, then you're tameh. So it's only this whole heter that we say with regard to Nazir Velsa Pesach, you pass by that road and then later discovered a dead body there, that you're going to be tahar. That's only if nobody knew about that dead body. But if somebody knew about it, then you're going to be tameh. Vezi tumas atom. How do you know if somebody knew about it or somebody didn't know about it? So kol shlo hikar by echad b'sof ha'olam. If nobody in the world knew about it, hikar by echad b'sof ha'olam means tumas atom. What does that mean? Again, how do you know if nobody knew about it or if somebody knew about it? Matzot tamen b'teven va'ofer b'troros hareza tumas atom. If you found the body hidden in dirt, in pebbles, in straw, that you could assume nobody knew about it, because it's likely that the person died there, and then an avalanche of rocks or straw or whatever came on top of him. No one buries somebody in rocks and straw. That probably came later on its own, and therefore no one ever knew about it. But b'mayim b'afela b'nikike sloim ein zeh tumas hatom. But if you find him in the water, you find him in a crevice somewhere, so then that's not tumas hatom. Someone must have put him there, or someone could easily see him, meaning he's seeable, he's not completely hidden, and therefore, since someone could have seen him at that point, it's not considered tumas hatom. V'lom tumas hatom el meis bilvad. But tumas hatom is only a din. This is going back. This is the brisa that we've been quoting the whole time. That tumas hatom is only a din by tumas meis. It's not a din by fill in the blank, either tumas ziva or tumas sheretz, depending on which of the mahalchim from earlier in the daf we go with. Okay, I've adjusted to 35 minutes. Okay.